This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. I use it with my patients at the Hoffman Center all the time. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to TryZonaNow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In. I'm your host, Layla Mutin, nutritionist at the Hoffman Center, and here's my weekly podcast. I like to weigh in with various health and nutrition topics. I like to weigh in on your questions. I appreciate any of your questions and comments. And today, I've got a question from Elizabeth. Elizabeth writes, "Thanks, Layla, for recommending Foundation Formula as a good multivitamin. I notice it contains copper, which I'm trying to avoid in vitamins and supplements." And the reason Elizabeth is avoiding copper in supplements is because she has pyroluria. Pyroluria. Elizabeth asks, "Can you recommend another good multivitamin that doesn't contain copper?" Yes, Elizabeth, I can. And for those of you who are not familiar with pyroluria, after I answer Elizabeth's question, I will spend the remainder of this podcast discussing in detail symptoms of pyroluria, how it comes about, and what we do about that nutritionally. Avoiding copper is absolutely essential. So, Elizabeth, some brands I found that I think are reputable. Life Extension has a state-of-the-art multi-nutrient formula. I'm quoting them from their website, and it contains a whole lot of nutrients, even things that you may not want or even need, like milk thistle. So, if this has a lot, this is actually a mixed multi along with other things, but without copper. Okay, so that would be one. Another one would be, let's see, there's another brand called Spectra without copper and iron. And, you know, you've heard me say before that I like any multivitamins that don't contain iron for most people, except for pre-menopausal women who still menstruate, and people who are anemic, obviously, but they may require a separate iron supplement. Anyway, we're talking about copper here. Spectra has a brand without copper and iron. And I mentioned to you the Life Extension as well. But the Life Extension also has various amino acids and so forth and so on. But they're free of fish, soy, tree nuts, yeast, corn, and all of that. The Spectra brand, you take twice daily. It does contain soy lecithin, but the lecithin in soy is generally not problematic unless you have severe allergy to soy. So there's also Superior Care without copper and iron by Mountain Naturals. It's another multivitamin without copper and iron. However, Elizabeth, there are foods, as you probably know, that contain copper that you probably are either avoiding or not eating a whole lot of. They are clams and oysters. I love clams and oysters. Beef and liver, veal and liver. It's also in lamb. These are some of the highest. Also, it occurs in mushrooms. Copper does. But did you know it's also in coffee? Whether it's brewed coffee, whether it's espresso, the Italian coffee, that copper is also present there. So if you're a coffee drinker, you may want to reconsider that. Now, I was intrigued by Elizabeth's question because of the condition of pyroluria. Now, let me talk about what that is. Pyroluria, and it's generally spelled, I think it could be spelled both ways, but here's how it's spelled. P-Y-R-O-L-U-R-I-A. It's really a genetically determined chemical imbalance that can be proven, if you have it or not, with a urine test, which I'll get into a little more later. So pyroluria, it's a genetically determined chemical imbalance for the most part, but it can be caused by other things. It involves an abnormality in the synthesis of hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is part of our red blood cells. It's responsible for carrying iron to all of our cells and all of that, and oxygen and so forth. So hemoglobin is the protein that holds iron in the red blood cell. And people with pyroluria, people with this disorder, they produce too much of a byproduct of hemoglobin synthesis that's called cryptopyrrole or hemipyrrole, cryptopyrrole. Not kryptonite, everybody. It's cryptopyrrole. So cryptopyrrole is simply a byproduct. There really is no known function in the body, and it's just simply excreted in our urine. Now, pyroluria is genetically inherited, yes, but it's a correctable biochemical imbalance of hemoglobin synthesis. It's correctable. It could also be acquired through environmental and emotional stress, and especially from leaky gut syndrome and the overuse of antibiotics. Now, we know that the use of antibiotics can cause leaky gut. Interestingly, Charles Darwin is thought to be afflicted by this condition. Fascinating. Pyroluria is known by many different names, including pyrole disorder, cryptopyrrole, cryptopyroluria, and mauve factor, or hemipyrrole. So what is it? It's really a blood disorder more than anything. And because of this abnormality in the synthesis of hemoglobin, cryptopyrrole, too much of it is produced. And because in most humans, first of all, cryptopyrrole, it really doesn't cause many problems. It's simply excreted in the urine. But with pyroluria, or somebody who has pyroluria, the level of pyroles or cryptopyrrole in the blood is abnormally high. And as a result, the receptor sites for vitamin B6 and zinc are bound up and blocked. Cryptopyrroles target aldehydes in order to bind to them, and specifically cryptopyrrole targets vitamin B6, pyridoxine. And together with the vitamin B6, it attaches to zinc. And this then is creating a complex along with the cryptopyrrole that is ultimately excreted through the urine. And if there's excessive binding and excretion out of the body, vitamin B6 and zinc may be deficient. And those with pyroluria are typically deficient in vitamins B6 and zinc for this reason. Now, we know that we need these vitamins, this vitamin B6 and zinc. These are essential for the production of neurotransmitters such as serotonin. Serotonin is our mood regulating, feeling good, everything is right with the world hormone. We also need these nutrients for melatonin, which helps us to sleep. We need it for GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, GABA. That's our calming hormone. That's our natural Valium, right? And acetylcholine, which helps us with our brain's housekeeping. And B6 and zinc are also involved in producing steroid hormones like cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone, but we need some of that stress hormone. And the conversion of body of oils in the body, like fat metabolism, liver, gallbladder, people with weight issues or abnormal body fat distribution, sometimes in the abdomen. These are actually a symptom of a B6 deficiency, a zinc deficiency, probably, as well as a symptom of pyroluria for that reason. So triggers of pyroluria, it usually presents itself in the late teens and then persists throughout a person's life. And really, any stressful experience can trigger the condition. And stress increases the production of pyroles. So they can include poor dietary choices, poor digestive health because of a poor diet and digestion. This robs our body of essential nutrients. Those with leaky gut syndrome are particularly vulnerable, as I said earlier. Prolonged laxative use, especially those containing magnesium sulfate, because this can also increase leaky gut syndrome. Frequent use of enemas. Excessive stress also adds to this burden. Unhealthy lifestyle habits, including excessive intake of alcohol, smoking, and drugs, can dramatically increase blood pyro levels as well. If you've ever had a hangover, you will find that you've had many of the symptoms of pyroluria as your body's trying to excrete all of this. So this is why sufferers of pyroluria tend to get a worsening of their symptoms 24 to 48 hours after drug use or after too much alcohol. So a high cryptopyrrole result on a laboratory test is frequently associated and identified in behavior disorders such as ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, autism, Asperger's, anxiety, depression, bipolar disorders, aggressive behavior, schizophrenia, as well as other mental and emotional conditions. But especially those with anxiety may have pyroluria, and it's worth checking out. So it can create poor tolerance of physical and emotional stress. Having pyroluria can, you might have poor anger control, mood swings, anxiety, poor dream recall. That's those the lack of neurotransmitters because your B12, not your B12, your B6 and your zinc is being used up. Poor short-term memory, abnormal fat distribution, sensitivity to light and sound, as well as tactile sensitivities, touch sensitivities. And did you know about 10% of the population at large has the disorder of pyroluria? But only a small percentage of those afflicted have symptoms. However, there are as many as 20% of those under psychiatric care suffering from pyroluria. Hopefully your psychiatrist is checking this out. And it's estimated that 40% of patients diagnosed with schizophrenia have the condition. It affects women more than men. Ha! One of our gifts, ladies. Physical characteristics associated with pyroluria include acne, eczema, or herpes, coarse eyebrows, a lack of hair on the head, eyebrows, and eyelashes, cold feet and hands. If you've got little white spots on your fingernails, that indicates a zinc deficiency. That may be caused secondary to having pyroluria. Having very, very thin, paper-thin skin, creaking knees, fat concentrated in the abdomen. Poor tooth enamel. A sweet, fruity-smelling breath. So, pyrroles are actually classified, pardon me, as nerve poisons, and as such can cause damage to nerves, nerve cells, tissue, the brain, affecting transmission of chemical messengers like neurotransmitters. So the symptoms of pyroluria, I'm having trouble spitting out this word, actually spread across a continuum, a very, very broad spectrum. So because some of these symptoms can be subtle, they could be easily missed unless you're really looking out for pyroluria. They can include acne, allergies to food and the environment, anemia, nervousness, anxiety, delayed onset puberty, delusions, hallucinations, unexplained chills and fatigue and fever, poor sense of smell or taste, depression, constipation and other digestive disturbances, hyperactivity. The list continues with insomnia, irregular menstruation, increases in sensitivity or intolerance to light, sunlight, and sound, irritable bowel syndrome, joint pain in the knees, legs, loss of appetite, brain fog. The list goes on and on. And of course, there could be many differential diagnoses. An inability to tan may be a symptom of pyroluria. But let's not be overwhelmed by this. No single person will have all these symptoms, right? So the key to recognizing this, and I'm looking at Dr. Lamb's website. He's got some wonderful information about pyroluria. The key to recognizing, Dr. Lamb says, the key to recognizing pyroluria is to detect a pattern of nonspecific symptoms pointing to an underlying general discontent of the body accompanied by a relevant history. So, a qualified practitioner, after reviewing your history, may start a workup with a urine test for excess cryptopyrroles. It's done by a urine test. Most people have less than 10 micrograms per deciliter of cryptopyrroles, or KPU. Persons with 10 to 20 micrograms per deciliter are considered to have borderline pyroluria and may still benefit from treatment. And persons with levels above 20 micrograms per deciliter are considered to have pyroluria, and some have levels in the hundreds. Now, if a person is already taking B6 and zinc, then this very specific urine test can show a negative reading or a lower reading than if they were not taking supplements. So very important, those of you, if you're taking a multi, the B6 and zinc is in there. It may show a negative reading if you're being tested for pyroluria. Stop taking it. So, in order to treat pyroluria nutritionally, further tests may be needed, including a blood test for zinc and one for copper. So, measurements of B6 and zinc is not the accurate way of diagnosing pyroluria. It's the specific urine test for looking for cryptopyrroles, okay? Because pyroluria is about a faulty enzyme pathway in the liver that causes pyroles to increase. Now, what else? I named so many symptoms here. They're not, you can't have all of these symptoms, and many of these symptoms are related to other diagnoses like adrenal fatigue syndrome, low histamine, high histamine. We're getting lots of diagnoses of high histamine. And we're wondering, maybe the high histamine is secondary to pyroluria, worth being tested. There are also other conditions to be looked at, and a qualified healthcare practitioner will look for them. So, the presentation of pyroluria ranges from mild to severe. It depends on your particular genes, the level of toxins in your environment, your current stress level. All of these have everything to do with it. So, and remember that just because one has clinical signs of pyroluria as well as positive laboratory tests does not mean that treatment is necessary and that the vast majority of those people are in fact asymptomatic and live longer lives. Now, what are the treatments? The first thing to do nutritionally is you want to take more supplements of zinc and B6, higher than the stated RDA or the daily average requirement, because you want to take care of deficiencies, right? So these essential nutrients, which will reduce the amount of cryptopyrrole excreted, will improve all behavioral symptoms linked to having these deficits of B6 and zinc. But you don't want to just take regular old B6 or pyridoxin. The recommended form of B6 to take is P5P, which is pyridoxal 5-phosphate. It's more bioavailable. And because B6 is naturally found in our foods in three different forms, pyridoxamine, pyridoxin, and pyridoxal, it's pyridoxal 5-phosphate that is most commonly and metabolically available. So P5P would be the way to go. So, and in order to use B6 properly, you need riboflavin, that's vitamin B2, and you need zinc and magnesium. So taking about, you know, taking P5P anywhere from 50 to as much as 200 or even 400 milligrams, right? And it's recommended that you take the P5P throughout the day, maybe 20 milligrams each if you're starting slow. Low and slow is a good idea. And because P5P is water-soluble, it's easily depleted, it can't be stored in the body, you don't have to be worried about a toxic dose. Zinc picolinate is another one. 25 to 75 milligrams of zinc is recommended for those with severe cases of pyroluria. Okay? So, and because taking large amounts of B6 can deplete magnesium, you need magnesium. And this is a little bit of a double-edged sword. We need magnesium if we suffer from anxiety. So adding magnesium can reduce irritability, hypersensitivity to light and sound. It could take the edge off anxiety. And because copper, excessive imbalance is common in those with pyroluria, it's because zinc is depleted. Zinc and copper balance each other. And because those with pyroluria have low zinc, they may have too much copper. That's why Elizabeth was asking about a good multivitamin without copper. We also need niacinamide, vitamin B3, niacin. This nutrient is necessary for the production of tryptophan, which helps to produce serotonin. And this can help with symptoms of pyroluria. It can speed the recovery process from pyroluria. And vitamin C and pantothenic acid. We need these to rebuild our adrenal glands that become exhausted from coping with the ongoing stress, tension, anxiety caused by pyroluria. So it helps out with all of that. I want to thank you, and Elizabeth, thank you for your question. I hope you feel better soon and are taking good care of yourself with this condition. And I invite you to email me at radioprogram@aol.com. That's radioprogram@aol.com with any questions. Thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients every day here at the Hoffman Center. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.